Hey, good morning. It's Patricia Murphy. It's Tuesday. This is Seattle Now. Republicans are hoping to regain control of the House of Representatives this November, and there's only one district in Washington state that's up for grabs, Democrat Kim Schreyer's in the 8th. And now, a new wrinkle in the race with the leaked Supreme Court opinion on abortion. KUOW political reporter David Hyde is here to tell us about it, but first, let's get you caught up. Starbucks will cover eligible travel expenses for employees seeking abortions. The company announced Monday it would reimburse employees who need an abortion and can't get one within 100 miles of their home. The policy also covers gender-affirming surgery for employees in states with anti-trans legislation. The Seattle-based company follows Amazon and Microsoft, who've announced similar policies since the leaked U.S. Supreme Court opinion to strike down Roe. Seattle Public Schools won't be messing with next year's start times after all. The district had floated a plan to address the bus driver shortage with a three-tiered start time for schools that had some students in class as early as 7:30. Many families were not okay with that and let the district know, so they're sticking with the old system. But the driver shortage means it's likely, the district says, there will be similar reduced bus service next year. And hope you're enjoying this lovely bit of sun, because it's all gonna change. The National Weather Service says a vigorous fall-like system is coming through. It's gonna be cool, windy, and rainy starting tomorrow. Things should calm down and warm up a bit by the end of the week. The midterms are only about 6 months away, and things are really heating up in Washington's 8th Congressional District east of Seattle, where the race is considered a toss-up. Kim Schreyer flipped the 8th District from red to blue for the first time in 2018. This year, a number of Republicans, including King County Councilmember Reagan Dunn, are hoping to flip it back and regain Republican control of the Congress. David Hyde is KUOW's political reporter. He's here to explain. Hey, David.
Hi, Patricia. It's good to talk to you.
Explain the stakes here. We said at the top the race in the 8th is competitive, but specifically why?
Well, all right. So, you know, President's party, in this case Biden, always loses seats in midterm elections. The 8th is arguably the state's swingiest swing district, or really the only swing district this year, in that it's a very competitive race. Polling shows that, you know, Republicans could do really well this year. Schreyer is also vulnerable, according to the nonpartisan Cook Political Report, which is sort of the gold standard for these kinds of things, saying that it's one of only about a couple dozen races around the entire country in the U.S. House that are toss-ups this year. So, you know, Republicans are kind of rubbing their hands, thinking they've got a chance to retake this district, but also Congress, right? On the other side, they're worried. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was just out here attending a Schreyer fundraiser, among other things. And Democrats are spending money. The last time I saw, Schreyer's raised over $4 million just for her campaign. That doesn't include the PAC money that will ultimately end up getting raised.
So the 8th district is going to be a competitive race. And last week, Reagan Dunn brought more attention to it with his vote on abortion. Catch us up. What's going on?
Yeah, so this was one of these symbolic votes, a motion in response to the leaked draft Supreme Court opinion that would overturn Roe v. Wade. King County Council said, we got to say something about this. They don't have any power, really. But they voted 8-1 to express support for abortion rights. And it's significant really only in that one council member voted against it, Reagan Dunn, King County Council member Reagan Dunn. He didn't actually talk about it at all at the meeting. He just said, you know, Reagan Dunn, nay. But fortunately, I had gotten a chance to speak to him prior to the vote, the day before, just about his views about the Supreme Court ruling and the abortion issue generally. And what Dunn told me is that his views are very similar to his mom's, Jennifer Dunn, who longtime residents of the 8th Congressional District in Seattle area will know her, Jennifer Dunn, and called herself a pro-choice Republican, which was fairly common here in the Northwest and around the country back then. Dunn said she supported abortion rights, although she opposed any federal funding for abortion. And Reagan Dunn told me he basically shares those views.
I believe it's a decision by the mother. That said, I do think in a perfect world, the government wouldn't be involved in this decision at all. And so I certainly wouldn't support any kind of a statute, either to legalize it or criminalize it at the federal level. It should be more appropriate as a decision by the state.
He's against any federal legislation on abortion, meaning he would be against bills to ban abortion, which Republicans have been talking about, you know, at the federal level. But he's also against the bill in Congress, which Schreier supported, to protect the right to abortion. And so he's really trying to thread this tough political needle here for Republicans, you know, trying to come across as this kind of moderate pro-choicey-ish Republican. But at the same time, he nowadays really can't afford, I think he thinks, to alienate his Republican base, especially since two of the other best-funded Republicans in this race, a former Army Ranger named Jesse Jensen and Matt Larkin, who is a former Pierce County deputy prosecutor, both are on the record saying they oppose abortion rights. Neither one returned my phone calls, but it's probably safe to say that both are a little bit to the right of Reagan Dunn on this and other issues. I would imagine it's likely that both would support a federal ban on abortion, for example.
And this, of course, becoming central to most of everything right now moving forward, David, this leak from the U.S. Supreme Court and its impact on pretty much every political race. Remind listeners where the 8th District is. What should we know about it?
We're in the 7th here in the Seattle area. So this is the sort of greater Seattle area. It starts, at least, in bluish or blue cities like Issaquah, where Schreier's from in Western Washington. But it goes all the way across the Cascades, all the way out to redder, much redder places like Chelan. So it's just a very diverse district, you know, these kind of bedroom suburban communities here in the West and farmland and ranchland. And really the swingiest place district-wise in the entire state.
Okay. Well, and of course, the leak from the Supreme Court pretty much ensures that abortion is going to be central to this right now. How will it factor into this race's outcome, though?
Yeah, I think it's impossible to say. Certainly some independents and moderates who might be wavering and might be attracted to a candidate like Reagan Dunn could decide, you know what, I'm just going to vote for Schreier instead because of this issue. It could also, you know, energize the Democratic Party base to get out to vote, which is a key issue in midterm elections, because usually the party whose president is in power has a problem with that. They tend to be a little bit less energized than they are when they're angry that the other person, the other party's person, is in power. But on the other side, there is that energy. And of course, this is an issue that also energizes the Republican base, of which there are, you know, about half in that district, potentially. And so, you know, who knows? There's a lot of time between now and the August primary, but it certainly could become a factor. And I think if anybody's hoping it becomes a factor, it's more likely Schreier.
Mm. You were out talking with people in the 8th. What did they have to say, David?
Yeah, it's not a poll, but nobody I spoke with told me that this Supreme Court decision would lead them to change their vote. Nobody said it would be a factor in their decision to vote. And, you know, it's not a poll, as I said, but those responses, I think, are consistent with some of what we do know based on past elections and some of the polling, which is that there are just fewer and fewer swing voters generally these days. Even in swing districts like this one, people are kind of in their camps, in their bubbles, or whatever you want to call it. And one thing to keep in mind, thinking back to the 1990s, if you can think that far back, Trish, remember the soccer moms?
Oh, yeah.
It was a phrase coined by pollsters to describe female suburban voters who were seen back then in like the Clinton years as the key to winning tight races, you know, and these days soccer moms are still a factor, or, you know, suburban female voters are still a factor. But in 2020, soccer moms basically did not vote for Trump. They typically now vote Democratic anyway these days. So there are fewer of those kinds of swing voters to really strive for.
Okay, well, if abortion isn't going to force people to change their votes or motivate them enough to change their votes, what are the issues that are playing a role in the 8th Congressional District that people are really thinking about?
On the Republican side, a candidate like Dunn has been focusing on two of the issues that are, you know, top of the polls in terms of what people in a district like the 8th say they care about. Inflation, obviously, is the big one, but also crime, generally kind of trying to link Schreier to what they see as extremist leftist politics, kind of Seattle City Council 2020. Even though Schreier does not represent and hasn't represented the city of Seattle. On the Democratic side, the sort of reverse of that would be reminding voters about the extremism in the Republican Party, They're not naming Trump as much right now, but talking about don't vote for the party of MAGA, you know, the party of conspiracy theories, that sort of thing. For Schreier in particular on crime, she's never, you know, supported defund the police, and now is talking about federal funding for local police departments. The Invest to Protect Act is something that she supports. On inflation, talking about controlling prescription drugs and other prices. You know, and she also talks just about her personal story a lot. Like, you know, don't you want a pediatrician to represent you in Congress?
Well, we're 6 months out from the midterms. You're going to be following this race and a few others. But what are you watching out for in your reporting?
All those issues and, you know, kind of what comes up in the news, basically. But on abortion, really, how does the Supreme Court end up ruling is obviously going to be key. What does Congress do in response, if anything? And then the biggest story of all for this race, because we have a top two primary, is who actually makes it out. Is it going to be Schreier and Regan Dunn? Schreier and one of these kind of further right Republicans like a Jesse Jensen? Or it's possible two Republicans.
All right, KUOW political reporter David Hyde, we will follow your reporting. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Trish.
Thanks for listening. Caroline Chamberlain Gomez produced today's show. Matt Jorgensen does our theme music. I'm Patricia Murphy. See you tomorrow.